Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, is this true that this is the difference between what women think white men want versus what white men actually want? I don't know about you, but I don't want either of these. I don't think any man with self-esteem wants either too. Women think that men want famous women with high status, because it's actually famous high-status men that women want. I think the go-to for white dudes is Sydney Sweeney, though, and mostly for what she has below the neck. Moving on, a truck driver quits his job after winning $300 million in the lottery. A woman posts under the article saying that he touched her inappropriately 30 years ago. Well, that was quick. They always seem to wait to file a false allegation once a man gains status and wealth, even though they probably don't even know him. Maybe she's mistaking him for the villain that she saw during the Die Hard 2 film, which is well over 30 years now. Number 3, when many people see Marina Abramović, the Serbian performance artist, they think that she's some sort of devil worshipper. What they don't realize is that she's just sensationalizing for attention. She's an elderly woman, and what's worse than negative attention for a woman? I'll tell you what, no attention. Remember, this woman walked the entire length of the Great Wall of China and lived with the native tribe for a year. Pretending to be a cannibal Satanist also scares the really scary people away from her. Up next, crusade apologists are crazy because this is probably what Europe would have looked like without the crusades. But Muslims seem to think that if they turned all Europeans into Muslims that it would be a win. It wouldn't. The white Muslims would still have higher IQ and would just subjugate them. Christians in recent centuries have left them alone. White German or French Muslims would subjugate them. The best example of this intelligence difference I once saw at a conference where Bosnian Muslims were shocked at how barbaric the other Muslims were. Islamic states better be careful what they wish for. Number 5, with all the recent deportations, maybe we just need to label it as repatriation, or returning people back to their own country so they can make it great again. It's wild that immigrants and migrants love waving their own flag so much in America. If it's so great where they came from, then why don't they leave? Also, they can't exactly fix their own countries if they leave them now, can they? The West will gladly take the high IQ ones with assets if they apply legally. Moving on, what seems new is actually very old, although something tells me that Lenin didn't sleep with his brother. But isn't this new communism so much better because it's women that get to destroy society instead? Looks like they finally got equality. Of course, they won't take responsibility for it. Also, many don't know this, but 1848 was an awful year, because Marx put out the Communist Manifesto and the Quakers introduced the basics of feminism to the United States. Number 7, leftoid parents say that you shouldn't brainwash your kids into your religion. Meanwhile, many are on their third trans child. That's right. Progressives would much rather prefer that kids get brainwashed at school instead. Make no mistakes about it, we're in an ideological war for the minds of the younglings. And it's Darth Vader in a dress trying to destroy your kids. How about don't raise your kids with any ideology and teach them that all ideologies are dangerous? Up next, looks like the mystery as to why games are getting worse has been solved, with women and non-binary game developers making up 32% of all developers. As Elon fires them from government jobs, they'll flood into the private industry and demand more DEI programs, even though they aren't productive. Gamergate exposed this, and those were the good old days. Might as well rename the PS5 to the LGBTQP-S5. The best games always have teams that look like this. Number 9, many people say that Christianity is Europe's last hope. I disagree. No Christian nation is above replacement fertility. The people in ancient Rome probably saw that the mystery cults were their last hope, and that failed as well. We need a new ideology and social contract if our species is to survive. Besides, many Christian churches have already been taken over by the gynocracy. Christianity might work if it's forced on everyone like the Amish, but that's not going to happen. Moving on, here's the difference between what girls think guys want to slap versus what guys actually want to slap. And I'm not condoning violence against Canada's prime cock, although I'm sure that most guys would gladly slap both asses. Again, I'm not condoning violence, but hypothetically speaking, maybe that's why God gave us two hands. All we really want to do is steal Trudeau's hairbrush and run a DNA test to basically prove that Fidel Castro is his father. Number 11, Bonnie Blue gives a shout-out to the king of the cucks, Connor. He was the janitor keeping her shag table clean while she banged 1,000 guys. Look out, Adam 22, there's a new king of the cucks. He's also in the friend zone because he didn't actually get a shot. She should have at least given him first crack at her cooch. I'm surprised he even showed his face. Most of the other guys wore masks to hide their face from the shame of riding a town bicycle. Up next, just to show you how cool the internet used to be, this Canadian guy traded a single red paperclip up through a series of 14 trades over the span of a year, and he got himself a two-story farmhouse in Saskatchewan. The people trading for higher value items got publicity for their businesses. Forget about Bitcoiners. This guy found the infinite money glitch. I interviewed one guy back in the day that traded his way all the way up to a Tesla Roadster in the early 2010s. Number 13 illegals in America sent $56 billion in remittances to their home countries last year. Plus, their kids enjoyed free educations, lunches, and medical care paid by U.S. citizens. While many of those same American citizens went bankrupt paying their own medical expenses. That's why this has to stop. This also forgets to mention the welfare benefits that many of these people also got to enjoy. Helping others is great, but not when it's bankrupting your own country. Legal Indian H-1B visa holders say hold my wire transfer as they send $124 billion to India in 2024. Moving on, here's why Christianity won't save the West. Because you have wonderful diverse pastors like this one. Just like Taco Bell won't make you healthy if you eat it. But at least you might enjoy eating Taco Bell, but you definitely won't enjoy it on the way out. Although I suspect that listening to her sermon would produce a similar effect as Taco Bell just 30 minutes later. She's a priest the way that Olive Garden is an Italian food restaurant. Number 15 Joan Rivers' daughter believes that the Obamas ended her mother because she exposed Michelle Obama as a man. Sure they did. Who do you think they are? The Clintons. Everyone suspects that Michelle is really Michael, but there's no concrete proof. Rivers was 81 and received a routine endoscopy, and that's what did her in. It wasn't some conspiracy. Rivers was also a comedian, so no one really took what she had to say seriously. Up next is the executive order that many on the right would love to see. I don't support this. Women need to be free to make their own decisions and mistakes and ruin their own lives for simpucks. Never interrupt your enemies while they're making the mistake. I wouldn't be surprised if we go through a period like the 1980s, trying to ban everything and anything. Banning corn would just play into women's hands because they would have a monopoly over men's sexual release. Careful what you wish for. I believe in freedom and not censorship and conformity from either the left or the right. Number 17, cultural Marxism destroys the family, religion, private property, and nations. So why do we allow it? Because it's just communism rebranded after the fall of most communist countries. It tricks people into thinking it's all about helping others. But if those others don't have the same belief system as you, then it tells you to throw them under the bus. And cultural Marxism is really about power, and also because some guys want to get laid so bad that they vote for the left. Moving on, ICE removes this accused child rapist who illegally entered the United States for the fourth time. And you know that the Karens will probably be upset about this. Maybe if it's legal, we could tell this individual that if they're caught one more time, we will remove their genitals. How's that for a deterrent? Or how about sending him to one of those notorious prisons in El Salvador where 200 guys share the same cell? I'm sure they'll know how to take care of someone that does that to kids. Number 19 Indian couples rush to get C-sections to beat Trump's citizenship deadline for birthright citizenship. I had a cousin who moved to Miami for a year to have a kid that would actually get citizenship too. It's crazy because he can come to the United States as a tourist, have a baby, and that kid is automatically a citizen. Here's the distress that some Indian babies may feel when they smell curry and hear phones and call centers going off. Up next, here's Denmark. They offer free healthcare in college and the minimum wage is $25 an hour. But how dare Denmark not hand over Greenland to Trump? Looks like he clearly has to tariff their top two exports, Lego and Ozempic. Denmark is also kicking out asylum seekers and illegal migrants because they won't be able to sustain the country if they don't do it. They're also a socialist state and chase the wealthy out, and if you leave and you're a millionaire, they put your face on the wall of shame. Number 21, a drug kingpin is arrested after his wife posed in lavish vacation photos giving away his whereabouts. But seriously, it looks like one hell of a last ride before he went away to prison for life. Am I right? Am I the only one thinking that the red parrot is wearing a hat? Note to self, don't get married if I'm a drug kingpin. More importantly, don't get married at all. This just proves how badly even the best-looking women want attention. Moving on, this guy's drunk girlfriend said she had sex with 200 men before him. He says she took 10.45 miles of schlong. So he got in his car and drove the same distance and realized that he was done, and that she wasn't going to be his girlfriend anymore. that guy needs to get back in his car and get every STD test imaginable. The moral of the story is never ask a woman her notch count, because you don't want to know the real answer. Number 23, why do so many men wear our clothing until it completely falls apart? Is the economy really that bad? Yes, and the men's underwear index is thought of as a leading economic indicator. To save on washing, many guys just turn the underwear inside out, so they get extra time out of it. Some guys skip out on new underwear to buy more Bitcoin, and some even have enough to buy a new car with the money they saved. Up next, this woman says that she cheated on her husband and his reaction was worse than anything she did. Sure it was. She wants to be seen as the victim even though she's the one that cheated on him. What was the horrible reaction that she speaks of? He left her. That's it. I wonder how she would have felt if he was the one that cheated on her. Her story sounds like every movie on the Hallmark Network right now. Number 25 and the last one, careful out there because it looks like a catfish, ahoy. This is the equivalent of a man wearing a full body prosthetic to make him appear to be super muscular. A woman will say that she doesn't lie, but her lies are written all over her face. Wait a minute though, I don't really get this. Who is the dude on the left? But seriously, women expect a real high value man while being a fake looking woman at the same time. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.